A hanging mobile of golden letters makes up the word pathé. The letters and exclamation mark cast shadows which turn into the shadow of a cockerel. Crisp red skin is peeled from an onion by a large knife. White letters, Pathé Pictures presents. A young girl in a grey dress, her hair bound up in a white cloth, works in a dark kitchen. She slices red cabbage, potatoes and onions into neat circles. In association with UK Film Council, she bends over the table as she chops carrots, beetroot, white cabbage. An Archer Street deluxe production. The girl Greet arranges the vegetables on a large plate. She has clear white skin and a beautiful oval face. The table is covered with potatoes and vegetables. An older woman in a grey dress and white Dutch bonnet comes down the stairs into the room.
Greet. Leave that.
Greet looks up startled. Greet puts the knife down and goes up the stairs with the support of Film Fund Luxembourg, Colin Firth.
Greet?
Father.
Greet goes into a darkened room, kneels at her father's feet and takes his hand. He fumbles through a box of hand-painted tiles and picks one out with his left hand. His right arm ends in a red, swollen stump from the wrist.
Do you remember? You watched me paint it.
She takes the tile from him. On the white Delft-style tile in blue, a girl and boy are pictured at play. Greet packs a bundle in her room, takes a moment to look back, and goes to her mother. Scarlett Johansson.
I never thought our family would come to this. The food may be strange to your stomach.
She gives Greet a small cloth bundle. Greet looks at her anxiously.
Keep clear of their Catholic prayers. Or if you must be with them when they pray, stop your ears.
White letters, Delft, Holland, 1665. Tom Wilkinson. The massive Oude Kerk dominates the cobbled marketplace, which is surrounded by high stone buildings with red shutters. Greet carries her bundle across the market past stalls laden with vegetables. The square is busy with shoppers in black or grey clothing. Geese wander around the large open space. Greet stops in the centre of a faded star-shaped circle of stones inlaid in the ground and looks around. White letters, girl with a pearl earring. Greet walks over a canal bridge and looks along a row of high, narrow houses which are separated from the canal by a pathway. Boats are moored by the path. Carts trundle along beside the dark entrances to the houses. Children play outside a house.
Do you know the house of Master Famir?
Tell Tanaka the new maid is here.
A young red-haired girl looks sullenly at Greet. Greet follows one of the children down a passageway into the dark courtyard of the house to where a plump older woman, Tanaka, waits outside the kitchen, hands on hips, unsmiling.
You took your time. Lose your way, did you? Young mistress is out this morning. I'm to show you round. Water for the table. Take water from the canal for laundry. It's clean enough this side of town. Soda.
The scullery.
Coppers, boiler. Sand and soap. In cooking kitchen, you're to help serve and clear. Buy fish and meat when young mistress don't want to. You'll take your meals with me and the children.
She lifts a young dog from the table.
That's your sleeping place.
She opens a hatch to the cellar.
Scour the pots and pans.
Young mistress and master sleep and have company here.
You'll get used to it.
They climb the wooden staircase to a landing. Tanaka points along a corridor to a white painted room.
You're to clean in there.
Greet starts to go in.
Wow. He's painting.
Greet stares at the room. Greet descends the twisting cellar stairs with her bundle of possessions. She holds up a light as she makes her way between the jumbled contents of the cellar. She reaches a small niche in the wall, her sleeping space. She sits down and unpacks her bundle. She places the tile from her father carefully against the wall. The light illuminates a picture of Jesus and Mary on the wall. Slowly, she goes closer and holds the light to it. Greet lies down on the floor of her niche and pulls the bedclothes up to her chin. She looks up to the noises from the floor above. Daylight. Greet strains to lift a heavy pail of water into the scullery. She pours it into the tub of boiling water, which steams as it heats over the fire. From pots of washing materials, she scoops out a slab of yellow soap, which she puts into the water, then pushes some sheets into the tub with large wooden tongs. She catches a splinter in her hand and puts it to her mouth. In the courtyard, a pale, elegant red-haired lady, Katharina, comes out of the house with Cornelia. Greet curtsies.
Good morning, madam.
Don't speak till you're spoken to. Danica showed you what needs to be done, the laundry and so on.
Oh, yes, madam.
This is only a trial. Nothing is settled yet.
Greet follows with a bucket and mop as Katharina walks through the house. Katharina, who is pregnant, carries keys. Cornelia, the sullen daughter, follows. They pass a parrot on a perch. They arrive on the landing. Katharina looks into the room and hesitates.
My husband does...
She looks around at Greet and Cornelia.
Go in. Go in.
Greet steps timidly into the passageway which leads to the room. She slowly opens the door into the darkness and looks around at the dim shapes inside. A life-size wooden figure is posed at one end of the room. The mistress and daughter quietly open the door and look into the studio.
Disturb nothing. Leave all just as it is.
Greet curtsies.
Well, open the shutters. You can't work in the dark.
Greet pushes up the wooden shutters towards the ceiling. Katharina and Cornelia look on in curiosity and timidity from the door. Light floods into the room. They slowly close the door and leave Greet to her cleaning. She wipes the frames of pictures. and dusts at the clothing of the wooden mannequin. She cleans a piece of parchment and replaces it exactly where she found it. A noise startles her and she looks round. The mannequin's pose reflects a painting of a dark woman at a window. Greet gazes at it in awe. A curtain is swept back by an older woman in a black dress, wide, white ruff, and severely drawn back hair in a widow's cap. She looks down on Greet.
You're not the first to forget your manners in front of his paintings.
Greet curtsies.
Tell me, girl, do you think it finished? 3 months. Another 3 before he's satisfied, no doubt. Well, get along, girl. You're not paid to stand gawping all day.
In the marketplace, pigs' heads are slammed on a table. Greet and Tanaka head for the butcher's stall through the crowds. A cheerful middle-aged man, the butcher, Powell.
Yes, my man.
Powell, this is Greet, the new maid. She'll fetch the meat now.
So, Greet, what takes your fancy? Nothing's too good for this family.
An ox tongue and a dozen chops.
Peter, chops! In the book, again?
Peter, a dark-haired, handsome young man, brings over a parcel.
There you are.
Greet takes it, opens it up, and smells the meat. Peter looks at her with interest.
This meat's not fresh.
She hands back the parcel to the bemused butcher.
The mistress won't like it.
Peter!
The butcher throws down the old meat.
Get the parcel on the cart.
Peter brings a fresh parcel. He hands it over. Greet sniffs it and smiles.
That's better.
We'll see you again, Greet.
The two butchers go back to work. Outside the Vermeer's house, their neighbour's belongings are being carried out by bailiffs. A dog strains at a leash. Furniture, tableware and silverware are loaded onto a canal boat. An old man is pushed aside.
What is it?
Bankrupt. I've lived next door for as long as I can remember. A shame. Lost everything. Watch out for young mistress. She hates money troubles. She'll turn spiteful at this, you mark my words.
Tanaka, Greet, and the 5 children eat at the crowded kitchen table. As the plates are passed around, they occasionally look up to the noises above them.
One year it got so bad, they had to sell some of her jewels. You can imagine how that pleased her.
She smashed half the china. Went to spoil one of his precious paintings. Well, he's a temper on him too, for all he's so quiet.
Tanaka and Greet sit alone by the fire.
She's not set so much as a foot in his studio from that day to this.
Greet sweeps a dark corridor. She looks up as a curtain is drawn by Vermeer. A handsome bearded man with long, unruly hair. He stares at her as she shrinks against the wall. He walks off. She continues to sweep. In bed in the cellar, She stirs restlessly and rises. She goes into the kitchen.
There you are. Fetch some water.
Greet sits on the stairs of the cellar, her head in her hands, exhausted. Greet watches a priest, Vermeer, and the other children cluster around the new baby and its mother.
Francisque, vade in pace, Dominus sit semper tecum, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Take this to the house of your master's patron, Peter van Ryven.
The older woman, Maria, Katharina's mother, gives Greet a letter. Greet leaves the doorway and is ferried in a small boat along a canal. Large wooden doors open to a private dock. She stands in a study full of artworks before a middle-aged man with a bushy beard and moustache.
So, finished at last.
Van Ryven.
Honoured guest. It was the old woman's idea to combine the birth feast and the viewing. She's a tight fist. I won't turn out for small beer and biscuits, Teller. Me and the brat deserve a proper feast.
He looks at Greet long and carefully.
You have very wide eyes. What do they call you?
Greet.
Greet.
She looks down in embarrassment.
Your master is a fine painter, Greet. Finest in Delft. He's painted me.
Van Ryven uncovers.
Perhaps that will be my epitaph.
A painting of himself bending towards a young woman.
Look at that dress. You can almost stroke the satin. And the wine winking through the glass. Can you imagine yourself in such finery, Greet?
She looks away, shocked.
She loved it, you know. Lace and satin pressed tight against her plump little bobbies. The silk heavy on her thighs. The gentleman watching. My God, she was happy.
Vermeer's kitchen.
She thought she was somebody. All dressed up like a lady. Green as grass, mind you. She'd only worked there a few months before Master Van Ryven brought her over to be painted. Got her into that fine red dress. Poured wine down like he was forcing a goose. That dress can't have stayed on long. She was carrying his byblow before the paint was dry.
Tanaka smears grease over poultry for the feast.
He thinks we don't know how to celebrate a birth, does he?
Tanaka and Greet lay out the household silverware and fine blue Delft tableware. They polish and shine glasses and gold cutlery. The table is laden with finery. Tanaka carries game through the house, followed by a manservant. Tanaka turns out jellied meat from a mould. A pig is taken to the kitchen. Maria pays a tradesman and counts the money in her cash box. Eggs are cracked into bowls and the vegetables are prepared on the crowded kitchen table. Greet scrubs the step vigorously and takes out laundry. She opens the yard door to reveal the young butcher, Peter. He carries a sack.
Why are you here?
A nice greeting. And I brought the meat order just for you.
Better carry it through.
She steps aside, looks away from him.
Not even a smile for my pains?
Not today.
Come on.
She continues to look down and frowns.
I'll put it in the book then. Owed by greed, one smile.
She looks up and smiles. Torchlit boats ferry the guest to Vermeer's house. Torches burn bright on the house walls. The guests are welcomed. Van Ryven bows with a great sweep of his feathered hat and receives a deep curtsy from Vermeer's mother-in-law, Maria. Greet looks in at the banquet from the courtyard through the leaded windows. Tanika beckons her into the brightly lit house. Maria stands up to address the company seated at a long table.
Friends and neighbours, our honoured guest, Master Van Ryven, not only are we gathered tonight to celebrate the safe delivery into this world, praise be to God, of little Franciscus, but also to rejoice at another birth. A new masterpiece from the hand of my son-in-law, Johannes Vermeer.
She goes over to an easel and uncovers the picture of the woman at the window. Van Ryven gets up and goes over to it. Katharina, wearing a necklace of large pearls and matching drop pearl earrings, looks over to where Vermeer watches in apprehension.
Is this Indian yellow?
Vermeer nods.
Distilled from the urine of sacred cows, fed only on mango leaves. You've glazed my wife in dried piss.
Van Ryven's wife, Emily, looks down in embarrassment.
The right colour.
No stinting, eh?
Van Ryven continues to study the picture.
I cannot bear the suspense a moment longer, Master Van Ryven. Pray tell us what you think.
This is good. The colour, perspective is true, the illusion is perfect. All this skill lavished on my dear Emily. Why, it's almost as if she were thinking.
And have you considered a subject for your next commission? We cannot expect you to give up Emily for so long again.
Considered? It's already in hand, didn't I tell you? A coming fellow from Amsterdam, studied under Rembrandt van Rijn, though who hasn't these days? A merry company by candlelight, candlelight being his forte. Oh.
Maria forces a smile.
So, have you decided what to daub next, Jan? Have you found inspiration up in that room of yours? Is there another patron in Delft with pockets as deep as mine?
I've not yet found a subject.
The rain pours down in the street outside the Vermeer's house. Tanika empties a pail of slops into the canal and retreats into the house. The children draw on the window panes. Greet walks into Vermeer's empty studio past a blank canvas on an easel. She flicks a duster and touches the dirty window glass with her hand. Katharina and Maria sit by the fire downstairs. They look up as Greet comes slowly through the door.
Yes.
About the studio, mistress. Should I clean the windows?
You don't need to ask me about such matters.
It's just, it may change the light.
The two women turn to look at Greet with some surprise.
Of course. Wash them.
Greet wrings out a cloth and stands by the studio window. Her arm is outstretched as she rubs the glass. The light shines on her face. Behind her, Vermeer watches from the shadows of the door. He comes into the room.
Stay as you were.
She turns, startled. Vermeer walks towards Greet and sits by his easel.
By the window.
Slowly she puts her hand up to the glass. The wet cloth drips water.
Drop it?
She drops the rag to the floor. Vermeer gets up and stares at her. His hair is around his shoulders, wild and uncombed. He waves a hand, and she pushes the rag behind her with her foot. He continues to look intently.
You can go.
Vermeer turns away to his paints. Greet walks across the market square with a thin shawl around her shoulders. Her breath is frosty as she walks beside a busy canal and over a bridge. She sits among the bonneted women in the church between her mother and father. Peter enters the church, and Greet sees him.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to the house of the Lord God. Let us lift up our hearts and voices together to give him thanks and praise for our safe passage.
Outside the church, Peter waits for Greet. She comes up to him without a smile. Her mother and father approach them.
Father, mother, this is Peter, our butcher's son, the family's butcher.
Sir, mistress, I'm glad to meet you.
So, a butcher? That's a good trade?
Greet is the hardest to please of all our customers.
Aye. She gets that from me. There, now, I forgot. We must speak with Willem Jansen. Greet, you go on with Peter there.
Greet's mother and father turn away.
Morning. So, Greet, where is that smile you earned when I have been so clever as to track you down?
She turns and begins to walk.
You had nothing better to do.
Peter smiles and chats to her as they walk through the busy streets. Greet scrubs the floor. A stick comes hard down on her cloth. She gets up and curtsies.
He started a new painting. There's no buyer. He won't even let me see it. But he's working again. It usually takes him longer.
Greet breathes in deeply. Maria smiles at her. In the studio, the wooden mannequin is posed at the open window with a copper jug. It is almost the same pose as that of Greet at the window. Vermeer stares at it intensely. Two men carry a heavy wooden box up the stairs.
Thank you.
Greet goes along the dark corridor to the studio and looks in through the door. A smaller wooden box sits on a table. She approaches it timidly and touches it. Vermeer comes toward her from the shadows.
Do you know what it is?
He approaches the box as she backs away.
A camera obscura.
Vermeer lifts the lid in the box and carefully slides out a drawer. Greet looks on, open-mouthed.
Look into the glass.
She curtsies and comes up to the box. Vermeer puts his robe completely over her as she looks down. Greet can see an image of the mannequin in the glass of the box. Vermeer joins her under the cloth. Their faces almost touch.
You can see.
She gets up quickly, and the robe falls to the floor.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Don't worry about the robe. What did you see?
She stands back from the camera.
I saw the painting.
Vermeer nods, and she looks again.
How did it get in there?
Vermeer goes in front of the box.
See this?
He points to the black aperture at the front.
This is called a lens. Beams of reflected light from that corner pass through it into the box so that we can see it here.
Is it real?
It's an image.
He looks at her closely.
A picture made of light.
Does the box show you what to paint?
He looks away thoughtfully and smiles.
It helps.
Greet sits in the sunlit courtyard, a dog by her side, and polishes a large silver bowl. A patch of sunlight reflects from the silver bowl on the wall. Greet moves the bowl so that the light plays on the wall. The children leap up to catch the light. Vermeer looks down in disapproval from the studio window. The girls are still.
Girls, come inside.
Why?
Cornelia goes angrily through the sheets hung on the washing line. Greet rubs hard at the silver bowl. She puts the bowl down and looks towards the sheets. She gets up, and behind them she finds Cornelia, with muddy hands and the sheets with long streaks of dirt on them. Cornelia smears the sheets again.
It's dirty now.
Greet slaps Cornelia hard on the cheek. They glare at each other and Cornelia leaves. In the cellar, Greet finds her belongings spread all over the floor. She picks them up and finds the Delft tile painted by her father cracked in two so as to separate the two figures. She pushes them together. And looks up to the noise of the children above. Greet enters the studio with her head down. She does not see Vermeer at his easel.
Sorry, sir.
She curtsies.
Stay.
He motions her to be quiet. Vermeer paints. She watches, fascinated by the detail of his work. He looks at her and turns back to his painting. She avoids his glance.
Lead white. From the cupboard.
He gives her an empty paint pot from his palette. She takes it and goes to the store cupboard. She puts thick white paint into the pot with a palette knife. In the frozen countryside, Greet and Peter walk along a tree-lined canal path. Greet stares ahead. Peter's long brown hair tumbles on his shoulders from under a brown wool hat.
Please let me see your hat.
Greet smiles at him briefly.
What colour is it?
Snowflakes fall around them.
Brown.
Straight or curly?
Neither.
Long. Very long.
He reaches for her hair. She shies away.
Mother will expect me home.
She knows where you are, Greet.
She looks sidelong at him and he smiles. In the studio, Greet looks closely at Vermeer's picture of the woman at the window.
You looking at it?
She takes a deep breath.
Well?
Nothing's the right colour.
This is the base colour.
He points to the dark dress.
It gives the tone, shadow and the light. And when it's dry, I glaze over it with blue, but thinly so that the black shows through.
Vermeer touches the painting. He looks down at Greet, walks to open the window.
Look, Greet. Look at the clouds.
She follows to the window.
What colour are they?
She concentrates and she stares at the sky.
White. No, not white.
Vermeer looks outside again. She considers carefully.
Yellow. Blue. And grey. There are colours in the clouds.
She gives a little smile.
Now you understand.
And Vermeer smiles down at her. She still looks out of the window, her eyes wide. The clouds move slowly past. Downstairs, Greet looks up from the kitchen window, lost in thought. Tanika creeps up on her from behind.
Thinking about your butcher boy.
Greet frowns and looks up again. She closes the window. A trapdoor is raised, and Vermeer emerges into the attic. Greet follows. He goes to a table laden with vials, bowls, and containers, chemicals for paint.
Come.
He removes his coat.
This is ruby shellac.
Greet goes to the table. He lets the shiny, brittle pieces fall from his fingers. Greet holds a small, transparent piece of yellow gum. A vial of dark liquid.
Wineskin.
He puts it to Greet's nose. He puts the vial down.
This will make verdigris.
A piece of dark rock.
Malachite. Vermilion.
A red piece. Vermeer holds up liquid in a pipette.
That. Linseed oil.
bone black. And you grind it with a muller, like this.
He takes a heavy, smooth-shaped stone and crushes the pieces.
You try.
Greet looks at Vermeer timidly. She cannot keep the pressure on the pieces. Vermeer stands over her and smiles.
Twist from the shoulder.
Vermeer covers her hands on the stone and pushes. She pulls away, shocked. He looks hard at her and walks away. The canal is frozen over. Snow falls heavily. Greet takes the washing from the line. A white nightshirt is frozen so hard it is rigid. Katharina is at a table with account books and the money box.
Greet!
The child needs a draught.
The wet nurse holds the child at the fire.
Her mother will not be content till one of them dies from her meanness.
Come on.
You will need...
Katharina rummages among the documents on the table. She gives Greet a paper.
On the master's account.
Greet puts her shawl around her shoulders and looks out at the snow. Vermeer comes up to her from the darkness of the house.
Greet.
Sir.
I want you to get something for me too. Some colours.
He gives her a note.
My wife need not know.
He touches her shawl as she looks up at him.
This is just too thin.
From the shadows of the kitchen, Cornelia watches them. Vermeer passes her as he turns away. Greet walks through the heavy snowfall. Snow coats the bridges and pathways as she makes her way to the chemist shop. She opens the door to the shop. It is lined with containers and jars. A thin man with a long grey beard fills a jar with a blue substance. Greet smiles at the colour. Greet comes into Vermeer's studio. He stands in front of his easel.
Did you get the lapis?
She curtsies and nods.
You can mix the colours.
Mix the colours?
She looks up at him in surprise.
Sir, I haven't time.
Make time.
In darkness, carrying a lamp, Greet lifts the trapdoor of her sleeping cellar. She puts the door down. The wet nurse sleeps in the bed beside Tanika. Tanika wakes and looks around as the wet nurse gets up. Greet goes up to the landing and opens the door to the studio with a key. She mixes and strains liquids for colours in the attic. In the living area...
How much longer is the wet nurse to be with us, mistress?
I don't know. A month or so. No, Cornelia, not my
pony. A month or more.
Tanaka and Greet fold sheets.
Why? What's it to you?
Well, she's eating us out of house and home for a start.
She must eat for the baby.
Well, all I'm saying is I can't cook twice as much and have no sleep at all.
Tell her to be quiet, then.
If I could just go back to the cellar...
Well, you can't. Breed has your place.
Vermeer sits on the bed and plays a game with one of the children while Katharina puts on her earrings.
Why not move Tanaka back?
Katharina contemplates this.
Put a mattress in the attic for Greet. Tanaka can sleep soundly. And Greet can clean the studio before she comes down in the morning.
Katharina turns anxiously to Vermeer.
My jewels. You always have my jewels up there to paint. She...
You look up at night. Open it in the morning.
Vermeer comes close behind Katharina and strokes her neck. He gives her the key, which she drops onto the table.
There. Are you satisfied, Tanaka?
Yes, mistress.
Greet puts the sheets away, smiling. At the table, Cornelia plays with a tortoiseshell hair comb from the jewel box. Up in the bare attic, Greet lies on the mattress on the floor. She gets up, takes her tile from the eaves above her, and puts the pieces together. In her nightdress, she goes to the table, which is crowded with bowls and containers of colours. She begins to work with the paints. Daylight. In the studio, Greet looks at the painting of the woman by the window and runs her fingers lightly over the colours. In the courtyard, Greet hangs and collects washing as the children play against the wall.
Got it. I win again.
No, we're drawing.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
Tanaka comes out of the house.
No need to go to the fish market tomorrow. Mistress wants eggs.
Tanaka sits down on the step.
No. She cannot abide the smell when she's with child.
Greet looks up in surprise.
So soon.
As if there weren't enough mouths to feed already.
Cornelia looks over to them.
Still. What can you do, eh? Men.
Greet collects the last of the washing and sits down beside Tanaka. In the candle-lit room, Katharina... Her long auburn hair down plays at the harpsichord with Vermeer close. He has his arms around her and strokes her gently. Greet walks past the room and glances in. Vermeer notices her and leans closer to his wife. He kisses her cheek sensually. He smiles as Greet disappears. By the canal in the country, in bright sunshine, Greet runs playfully away from Peter. He catches her gently and they slip into an embrace. He kisses her and she responds warmly.
Thank you.
In the studio, Greet looks at the painting of the woman by the window. She goes closer and frowns. Her gaze drifts down to a chair in the corner of the painting. She looks at it and approaches the canvas, then looks even closer. She goes over to the real chair in the studio. She drags their heavy chair across the room out of the range of the painting. She stands open-mouthed at what she has done. The space left seems enormous. Katharina comes in, looks around. She steps aside and Greet leaves the room. In the darkened studio, Greet goes up to the covered painting. She lifts up the cover and sees that Vermeer has painted out the chair. Greet mixes a vivid blue colour with her palette knife. Vermeer works next to her, adding oil to his brown. He mixes oil and liquids into his paste. He does not look at Greet.
Why did you move the chair?
She looked trapped.
She does not look up, but continues to work. Mimir puts his palette knife down and places his hand next to Greet's hand. She looks at him. He stares at her.
Greet! Are you up there?
Vermeer motions her to stay. He gets up, wipes his hands, and goes down the stairs to where Katharina and Maria wait with stern faces.
One of my tortoiseshell combs is gone.
Cornelia comes up behind her mother. Maria leads Greet down the stairs.
She's nothing but trouble.
Cornelia smirks at Greet.
Master, I did not do it.
She turns imploringly to Vermeer. Vermeer storms through the house. He tosses sheets and laundry about. He empties baskets of kitchen implements. The children and maids follow him as he storms through bedrooms, turning up beds and the children's toys, until he finds a wrapped handkerchief in some bedclothes. The tortoiseshell comb is in it. He stares at it, his hair wild across his face.
Cornelia.
Maria takes a thin red cane. Cornelia holds out her hand. Katharina watches from the door and leaves. The family assemble in the living room.
This is dishonest. Always sneaking around, shirking her work.
Greet exchanges glances with Tanaka.
Tanaka has complained of it. Creeping upstairs all day long.
My daughter is right. There has been too much sneaking about.
I only took her out of charity. If I thought that she'd be
taking... With another child due, we need the extra help. Fit in all your work and do not slack, or it will be the worse for you.
Greet curtsies.
I shall invite Master Van Ryfen. Johannes must have a new commission.
Vermeer frowns and looks away.
Get back to work.
Greet and Tanaka curtsy. Katharina strides out of the room. Van Ryfen sits in a barge with his wife and daughter behind. Two bargemen bring the boat to the canal side. Seated at the head of a laden table, Van Ryfen addresses the Vermeer family.
All these girls. The boys will soon be swarming around like flies. I tell you, if I was a few years younger...
A connoisseur in everything, Master Van Ryfen. But you should be faithful to one mistress above all others. Art. Your name will surely be famed as one of the great patrons. With your exquisite taste, your subtle understanding of allegory and illusion...
No, stop it. My God, woman, you could sell sour milk to cows. Now, what is it you want?
A group painting. Yourself and Emily. Your lovely daughter, too.
Vermeer sullenly drinks his wine.
Or... A merry company. Wine? A good meal on your table. Your friends all about music and dancing.
It's better. I'll take your bait. The picture, several figures, a merry gathering, but no family portrait. And if I'm to spend tedious hours sitting, I want something I can rest my eyes on.
He grabs Greet's waist.
I think she ought to be in the painting.
Vermeer stands.
A tavern scene. I'll make a change for you. Greet could come and serve me.
Katharina stares at Vermeer.
Look at her, man. How hard is it to paint a pretty girl? Can I have her?
Maria looks from Van Ryfen to Vermeer. Greet walks along the busy canal side. Barges are poled through the ice. Women gossip in corners and look over their shoulders at Greet. She looks away. Powell, the butcher, comes up.
Greet, there's been talk of you.
The butcher looks around at the gossiping women.
I've done nothing.
Van Ryven's cook says you're to be painted with her master. You'll have heard about him and the maid that was painted before.
You shouldn't believe gossip.
Oh, I don't. I'll tell Peter you asked after him.
Greet walks away. Peter meets her.
You heard?
I heard.
No smoke without fire, they say.
She stares at him in disbelief.
Is that what you think?
No. You're only a maid. What can you do?
I must get back.
Don't walk away. Listen to me.
She turns back to him.
Just remember who you are. Don't get caught up in his world.
I am only a maid, but I would never give in to Master Van Ryfen.
I wasn't talking about Van Ryfen.
She stares open-mouthed, then walks away. Van Riven and Vermeer stand outside the house.
Ah, you girl, greet. Come here. What were you doing today? I missed you. We both did. I hear you've been of great use to your master, pretty greet. All that grinding and stirring, eh?
Vermeer looks down.
Master and maid. It's a tune we all know. And you can practice together now that we've made our bargain, eh, Jan? You won't forget, will you? Good.
Greet can hardly bear to look up. Van Riven leans over her and he departs. Vermeer looks at her. In the studio, she sweeps as Vermeer strides up.
What should I?
No. No, I've already begun a group painting. You're not to sit with Master Van Riven that much, is agreed.
Thank you, sir.
Vermeer steps towards her.
To paint you alone.
She looks down modestly. In the living room, Maria gives Greet some coins from the cash box.
My daughter must not hear of this other painting in her condition.
Maria looks away.
It's to hang in his private cabinet. He's no fool, mind you. And he won't be taken for one, so don't think otherwise.
Maria walks towards the door.
You're a fly in his web.
Greet stands motionless.
We all are.
Maria closes the door behind her. In the dark evening, Greet pulls a bucket of water from the canal. She turns back to the house. And as she does so, Vermeer, in hat and cloak, approaches from the shadows.
Tomorrow morning.
She puts the bucket down.
I cannot. I have work.
Find a way.
Vermeer sits in front of a painting. He puts his brushes violently into a container. He rubs his eyes and his unshaven face. Greet flexes her stiff neck as she poses for him.
The front of your cap, fold it back.
She folds her cap back and reveals more of her beautiful, pale, oval face. She looks away, fidgets, and takes up her pose again.
Take off your cap.
She looks at him. Moves her hand to her cap, but stops.
No, sir. I cannot.
Cannot?
I will not.
I need to see your face. The cap covers too much.
She gazes back at him defiantly.
There's some cloth in the store.
Greet goes to the small storeroom as Vermeer works at the easel. She undoes her cap to reveal long brown hair piled up in a tight bun on her head. As she arranges it, Vermeer comes slowly to the door to watch her. He is half hidden behind the doorframe. Her long brown hair is down around her shoulders. She stares back towards the door where Vermeer looks in at her as if entranced, his face expressionless. He turns away slowly. Van Riven drinks wine below in the living room with Katharina and Cornelia.
You know, I've a mind to go up there one day and surprise him. In the act.
You said yourself it's very dull.
Oh, not with Emily. When he's alone with some young beauty.
He strokes Cornelia's hair.
Have you ever noticed how he never bothers with old women? Only the young, pretty ones. On their own.
You'll have to wait then. He makes only one painting at a time.
Is that so?
Katharina glances up to the ceiling anxiously. Candles light the living room. Katharina is organizing her jewelry, and Maria and Vermeer sit by the fireside. Greet begins to set the dining table. Vermeer is lost in contemplation of Greet's face in the candlelight.
Jan, my necklace.
Katharina holds her necklace to her neck. Vermeer comes over to her and fastens the clasp. He sits back down, his head in his hand. He looks at Greet again. Greet is uncomfortable. Katharina observes Vermeer's concentration.
Haven't you finished yet?
Greet leaves the room under Katharina's glare.
I'll be at my studio till dinner.
Vermeer strides out of the room. In the studio, his face is close to Greet's. Her hair is bound in a blue and white cloth turban.
Open your mouth.
Sir?
Open your mouth. Less?
She opens and closes her mouth very tentatively and slowly.
Now lick your lips.
Carefully, she moistens her lower lip with her top one.
Again.
Vermeer stares intently as she moves her lips. Greet looks to her left towards the sound. She moistens her lips again. The blue turban frames her perfect skin. Red lips, pale blue eyes, and oval face. In the living room, Vermeer searches in the jewelry box. He picks the pair of pearl drop earrings.
Where are these?
He takes them past Greet to his wife. She smiles as she puts them in her ears.
Good.
Greet brings Vermeer a glass of wine.
Look, Greet. The point of light in the shadow of the neck leading the eye.
Yeah.
Greet and Katharina are both shocked. Greet curtsies and leaves.
Sir.
The studio.
Do not ask this of me.
It's needed. The composition, it's not balanced.
I've seen you paint with no one there.
You want me to imagine how the earring would look?
My ears are not pierced.
Vermeer is unmoved.
She'll find out.
Greet looks at him.
This has to be, Greet.
He turns away.
See for yourself.
He unveils the painting. She approaches it, open-mouthed in amazement and awe. She tries to form the words.
He looked inside me.
Greet hangs out washing in the cold courtyard. Van Ryven comes out of the kitchen doorway. He looks around cautiously and makes his way between the hanging sheets. His lank grey hair frames his haggard face. He comes up behind Greet and grabs her violently round the waist.
Now, girl, tell me how you get on up there.
He pushes her backwards.
Has he found his composition? Do you move him? Do you inspire him? Tell me, has the master's brush unlocked the secrets of your heart?
Van Ryven grips her neck and chin tightly.
Ripe as a plum, still unplucked. What's he playing at? He made a bargain with me. He's painting you at my pleasure.
She runs. He catches her in the passageway and pushes her against the wall.
I've waited long enough. What a great fool he is. Don't fight.
Unmoved, Cornelia watches through the kitchen window. No. Van Ryven freezes. He looks around.
Not a word. You'll lose your place. He won't look at you again.
Greet! He walks away towards the kitchen door.
Ah, there you are, my dear. The maid kept me talking with some cock and bull story.
Greet clutches her ripped clothing and sobs by the wall. Cornelia turns away from the window. Greet mixes colours. She wears her cap tight against her head. She winces. There are bruises on her neck. Maria walks slowly towards her from the dark shadows.
Well, girl.
Greet looks up at her.
What's to be done? Master Van Ryven wants his paintings, and he will bear no more delay. If he crosses Van Ryven over this, he will lose him. Then what?
Troubled, Greet walks through the busy streets of the town. She goes to the chemist and receives a small bottle. She sits by the fireside as Maria comes up to her.
My daughter is out for the day. Do it now.
Maria puts the two pearl earrings into Greet's hands. Greet leaves. By the light of a candle, Vermeer stares at Greet. She wears the blue and white turban, with a cloth draped down over her brown dress. She has a cloth around her earlobe. She wipes her ear and then takes a sharp instrument out of a wooden box. She looks at it and gives it to Vermeer.
You do it.
He takes the sharp needle and puts it into the candle flame. He holds it there while Greet gazes at him. He takes a cloth, comes close to Greet, holds her ear tightly against the cloth, and applies the point. She looks away, brow furrowed, and closes her eyes. He mops her earlobe with the cloth and holds her head tenderly. He puts down the needle and cloth. Greet picks up one of the heavy pearl earrings and lifts it to her ear. Vermeer places the wire of the earring into her newly pierced lobe. A tear trickles down her cheek. He wipes it away with his thumb to the side of her lip. Her head slowly turns to find that he has risen and gone to the easel.
Look at me. Now turn your head, not your shoulders. Look at me. That's it.
She sits in a chair in a brown dress and the blue and white turban. The earring glints in her ear as she holds the pose for him. Light shines from the earring as it hangs by her jawline. In the evening, Greet runs in her grey maid's dress along the canal side, over the bridge, through the crowded streets. She holds a light up high. She runs past taverns and through the alleyways full of men and women who drink by torchlight. She searches the faces and finally finds Peter. She takes him by the arm and leads him through the throng into a barn, where they hug and kiss passionately among the bales of straw and hay. Peter kisses her neck and face, pulls at her dress, and she responds with unashamed passion. She ties up her bonnet again as Peter watches her.
Don't rush away, Greet, please. Leave the house. Join me in Parlour in the meat market.
I must get back.
I'll fetch your things. I'll send someone.
No.
Our own life, Greet. Answering to no one. Marry me.
She gives a shy smile, half a nod, then kisses him warmly. She smiles again and leaves. In the living room, she gives the pearl earrings back to Maria, who looks at them and frowns. Greet leaves the room. Cornelia watches from behind the door. Greet carefully puts colours on the palette. In the studio, she cleans the harpsichord used in the other painting. When she hears noises, she turns and trembles as she faces the door.
No one speak the truth to me in my own house.
By all the saints, if you would stop screaming for a moment, I could explain.
Oh, more lies! I don't want to hear any more of your lies, Mother. I have a right to know.
Katharina and Maria, followed by Vermeer, enter the studio. Cornelia hides by the door.
So? No more hiding now. Here I am. I want to see this painting.
There's no point.
No point? I'm too stupid to look at a painting now. She can't read! You know that? Sit down. You'll exhaust yourself. Why can't I look?
It's just a commission gone in a few days and you'd never see it.
Paintings, pictures for money. They mean nothing.
Katharina paces the room.
Is it true she wore my pearls?
Vermeer looks at Katharina's tortured face.
How could you?
She cradles his face in her hands. He turns away and cannot meet her eyes. Greet looks on, motionless.
Show me this painting.
You'll make yourself ill.
You show me.
Vermeer looks at her for a long moment. Then goes to the easel. Removes one painting. And puts another covered painting on it. He reveals it. Katharina stares at it. In tears, she swallows hard and looks at Vermeer.
You paint me?
Because you don't understand.
And she does.
Katharina grabs a palette knife from the table. As she goes to attack the painting, Vermeer grabs her wrist and forces the knife out of her hand. She holds him tightly. Vermeer removes his hands from Katharina.
Get out of my house!
Greet looks at Katharina, a long, hard stare, and slowly walks past her and out of the studio. She walks past Tanaka, who stops sweeping and looks at her for a long moment. Greet turns her head. Greet goes slowly along the passage to the studio again. Vermeer is seated at an empty easel. He looks to where Greet holds her hand up to the curtain at the door of the studio. A bar of light illuminates her face. He turns away. Sobbing, she leaves. And turns for a moment on the landing to look back towards the studio. Greet leaves the house with her bundle. The canal side is busy. A barge is poled along the water. She crosses the bridge slowly. She crosses the market square and stands for a moment in the middle of the faded circle. Van Ryven sits pensively alone in the midst of his collection of art and sculptures. He stares at Greet's portrait from afar and shakes his head. Greet sits and sews in a drab room, chickens at her feet.
Well, I've come to the right place then,
Tanika.
Tanika walks through the door. She carries a small package.
This is for you.
She gives Greet the package. Greet looks at her in amazement as Tanika turns and leaves. Greet walks into the house. And in the light from a window, opens the seal on the package and unwraps the two pearl earrings from a piece of the blue cloth. With a slight smile, she slowly wraps them again and looks back over her shoulder. Earring gleams on the ear of the girl in the painting. As the camera pulls back on the original painting, the girl looks out of the picture, wide-eyed and enigmatic. Her mouth is half open. Her lips are full and red. white letters, Girl with a Pearl Earring, Johannes Vermeer, circa 1665. This audio description was commissioned by Pathé Pictures and very kindly sponsored by Highland Spring Limited, Scotland. The script was written by Bob Robinson, narrated by Catherine Owen, and produced by Carol McGregor of Aida Limited. It was recorded in STV Studios, Glasgow, December 2003. The film was directed by Peter Webber, produced by Andy Patterson and Anand Tucker. Screenplay by Olivia Hetrede, based on the novel by Tracy Chevalier. Co-producer, Jimmy de Brabant. Director of Photography, Eduardo Serra, AFC, ASC. Production designer, Ben Van Os. Editor, Kate Evans. Makeup and hair designs, Jenny Shearcore. Costume designer, Dean Van Stralen. Casting director, Leo Davis. Music composed by Alexandre Desplat. Cast, Vermeer, Colin Firth. Greet, Scarlett Johansson. Van Riven, Tom Wilkinson. Maria Thins, Judy Parfitt. Peter, Cillian Murphy. Katharina, Essie Davis. Tanika, Joanna Scanlon. Cornelia, Alakina Mann. Greet's father, Chris McCallum. Greet's mother, Gabrielle Reedy. France, Rollo Weeks. Mertke, Anna Popperwell. Lisbeth, Anais Nepper. Aladis, Melanie Mayfwad. Johannes, Nathan Hepper. Paul the Butcher, Jeff Bell. Emily Van Riven, Virginie Collin. Van Riven's daughter, Sarah Drews. Wet nurse, Christelle Bulken. Apothecary, John McHenry. Priest, Père Robert Sibenelli. Paintings courtesy of Royal Cabinet of Paintings, Mauritshuis The Hague, Rijksmuseum Amsterdam, Bridgman Art Library, Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum Boston, Herzog Anton Ulrich Museum, Braunschweig, Kunstmuseum des Landes Niedersachsen, Franz Hals Museum, Haarlem. Music orchestrated and conducted by Alexandre Desplat. Music recorded by John Timperley. Score performed by Pro Arte Orchestra of London. Leader, Michael Davis. Music recorded at Sony Studios. Developed with the support of the Media Programme of the European Union. Produced in association with Wild Bear Films. Developed with the assistance of Intermedia and Film 4. Supported by the National Lottery through UK Film Council. An Archer Street Deluxe production for Pathé Pictures and Inside Track Productions. A United Kingdom-Luxembourg co-production. Filmed in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under the Film Fund programme.